Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. All praises flow to the source of being. All praise flows from the source of being. And may we be conscious and awakened to the magnificence of praise flowing from the essence and manifesting as this beautiful creation and manifesting as the messengers and the mothers and beautiful humanity and all that that comes from Allah and returns to Allah, and all that speaks of Allah, and all that is a sign of Allah. For in everything is a sign of Allah. And please, our beloved, our Lord, give us the eyes to see and the ears to hear, the hearts that understand, and give us the strength to carry out and to embody the knowledge that we receive, O Allah, and increase us in knowledge and increase our capacity for embodying the beautiful knowledge, O Allah, and embodying the goodness that you are, to be your true servants, your servants who are empty of all but you. Amin, amin, amin. Blessings upon the beloved messenger and Muhammad, the praiseworthy, the one who praises, the one who has demonstrated a life of praise and demonstrated the holy way of life for humanity, as did his predecessors before him, and as do all his followers and inheritors, and as Musaffar Effendi Rahmatullah Alayh and Sheikh Noor have done for us in at this time, and Hazreti Peer, our beautiful peer, whose wedding day this is. Blessings to him and his community on this day of his wedding with his beloved. Amin, amin, amin. What a beautiful wedding day to have on the day of Arafat, to be wed on this mount of mercy. Effendi said that after, when you are standing for Salat and you make your intention for prayer, you don't bend down again to fix your prayer carpet or something like that, because Allah's mercy is pouring down onto you. So it's very interesting. There's, you know, everything in creation has its form of blessing and its way of receiving blessing. So, of course, the standing posture, the Ya Qayyum, this is what we do. We stand for prayer. And it says, and Allah is the Qayyum, the self-standing, the only one who stands in its own essence, in its own being, who is not depending on something else. But when we stand, it somehow symbolizes that too, of Allah. If we don't take it for our own self, but we give it to Allah. Allah is the one who stands. So a mountain is a self-standing. Again, everything is standing in Allah, but it represents that. It represents, what does the Mount of Mercy, the rising above the plain of Arafat? It's interesting enough, a place where prophets have often resorted to and have taken refuge in. As we know, in caves, the Mahdi himself has said that he went into a cave, and that's where he disappeared to escape his persecutors. So mountains are places of spiritual refuge and spiritual transmission. And it is, of course, a vertical structure, and it does ascend. So it represents ascent. And when the pilgrims go on the day of Arafat to the Mount of Mercy that is standing on the plain of Arafat, it whiz truly with the feeling that they have shed the world. You know, the previous days of Hajj is also about this shedding and seeking Allah's forgiveness. And then we are ready. Our limited selves have been, inshallah, put aside, and it's our spirits that ascend at that point. So the day of Arafat is this powerful radiance of the divine essence and the divine mercy and forgiveness. And so we are enjoined, it's almost like a command, to pray and to for our forgiveness and for the forgiveness of others on this day, and to have complete faith in it. Not, we don't look back and say, well, maybe we, you know, we weren't good enough, or maybe Allah didn't forgive me, or no, we, that's part of faith, is to have complete certainty. And inshallah, all the pilgrims who sincerely ask are forgiven. Isn't that extraordinary? So, inshallah, in a little bit, we will stand together with the pilgrims with our peer. And I feel we're there already. There is a powerful vibration. And we're standing on the third floor with a cupola of light that is open to the heavens. And so this is like a Mount Arafat right here. And of course, we can say internally, where is the Mount Arafat? The Mount Arafat is, you know, almost like you would say standing on the peak of our own being. So we could call it our spirit is our Mount Arafat, where we commune directly, where we are directly and always with Allah, that we are never absent. So there is parts of our being that are always with Allah consciously. And you could say our entire, of course, our body is with Allah. If it weren't, it wouldn't exist at all. But we go into unconsciousness, you know. So the whole path is to become more and more infused with the divine consciousness, divine awareness, divine light, divine love, all parts of our being. And this is what it means in Quran when it says, those who have lost their own souls, their own self, their own nafs. So the insan kamil, the perfection of humanity, is this joining of the spirit and the different layers of the body. So as Allah created us. And this is the something of the, you know, this is the constitution of the human being, although in the next world it will be transformed into light. But we must, I mean, it will be entirely light, but we must also make the flesh light here, everything, inshallah, to become purely one. So our Mount Arafat is also our highest intention, that, you know, our highest intention for ourself and for ourself and vis-a-vis others, in relationship to others, our highest intention for humanity and our highest understanding of the divine reality. That is also our Mount Arafat. And inshallah, may we stand on that level today and believe in the most beautiful of Allah. And as Allah has said in the Hadith Qudsi, I am as you see me. So what a responsibility given to the human being toward vision, toward, you know, that sacred imagination, which is to, first of all, hear it. This is the ilm of yaqeen. You hear the knowledge, you receive it from teachings, from the prophets. But you can only really receive it if your heart is open to it. Because we could study it in a book, we could hear others talk about it. But unless our heart is open, so unless it's somehow already received in that faithful heart, it's not going to take hold. And then ultimately that we experience it directly. But in that kind of intermediate time, in that barzakh, between, you know, the faithful receiving of the divine revelation, where Allah is self-revealing. That's what revelation is. Allah reveals Allah's own reality, and Allah also reveals the nature of humanity, what it means to be human, you know. So, and between that reception and then that complete certitude, the haq al yaqeen, you know, we are in that kind of intermediate time where we must generate from our own self, you know, the best and the most beautiful faith and trust in Allah's greatest mercy and Allah's most intoxicating beauty and gentleness and guidance and that everything that happens to us is for our good and for our guidance. So inshallah, that is also our Mount Arafat, our own, our highest vision. And inshallah, may Allah give us this on this day and every day of our lives. May we, if we leave it, may we always return to it. So the Mount Arafat is also like the throne of Allah. You know, it's like where every humanity repairs. When you see it in the Hajj, it's quite amazing because people ascend and, you know, and they cover the mountain. So the mountain becomes really a humanity itself that is ascending. So it's really also like the throne of Allah, the throne of mercy. And then it is also like an ark for humanity. It's like the Noah's ark, you know, which saves humanity. And what saves humanity is the revelations, is the believing, is that faith. This is what saves us, is our faith. So the Mount Arafat also represents this faithful heart of humanity, trusting in the good. And if we trust in it, we will receive good. This is, again, one of these miracles. What we see, if we see good, we receive good. If we see just the dark or negativity, that we will have difficulty getting out of it. Except, of course, by divine grace, always. That is the really only operating power, is divine grace anyway. So we can never make an absolute statement that, you know, that of any formula or rule that will, you know, be, how do you say, kind of absolute. Because the only absolute thing in the universe is divine grace. So divine grace can reaches, and it does. Not only can it is continuously operating and reaching in and turning, you know, extinguishing the fires of negativity and saving souls constantly. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. But we have been given our, what the Buddhists call the skillful means. So inshallah, we might call them the merciful means, you know. So may we use those.
Amen.
Amen, amen. So let's take our heart of Quran, or the diamonds, and this is beautiful. So what a beautiful thing for Arafat that we open to. You will never be veiled from me again. Allah, may he be exalted and magnified, will address the people of paradise. I now manifest to you by unveiling my essential face. Praise me and enter my abode in perfect peace and perfect certainty. You will never be veiled from me again. This Chabad, number 66 in this collection, is part of the oral tradition reported by the sage An-Nakash. And I think we've actually opened to here before in our Dumas, but it's always new. And, you know, may we open again and again to the highest mercy. May that be the only page we ever open to, is Allah's highest mercy. And so this actually speaks to the day of Arafat, because the day of Arafat is an unveiling. It is, you know, it's truly the face of Allah. And the pilgrims seeking that ultimate face of Allah and receiving it. And they themselves become the face of Allah. If you are gazing on it, you see that becomes the face. A humanity becomes the face of Allah. So this is, you know, perfect humanity is the face of Allah. Alhamdulillah. And, you know, the prayer, O Allah, show me your face. This was the prayer of Moses. Show me your face. And, you know, some say that Moses did not see the face, but the, you know, we are part of the lineage of mystics that say that Moses did see the face of Allah, that Allah manifested. And for the mountain crumbled, as we know, so our physical nature cannot support that. But and he swooned, but that he saw. And it said, when he came out of this swoon, he said, forgive me, you know, glory to you, forgive me. Because it is said, and this is from the Sheikh Al-Akbar Ibn Arabi, rahmatullah alayh, then he saw that he was always seeing Allah, and that was his asking for forgiveness. So he asked to see the face, but then he, when he saw the face directly, when Allah made it clear to him and he became conscious that he was seeing Allah's face, then he realized that Allah was always revealing his face to him, or her face, you know. So this is, again, this is another level of unveiling, that we know we are always in Allah's presence and we are always witnessing Allah's face. So in a way, we're always in the day of Arafat, and may we realize it. Amen. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, and praise be to those who have been the revealers, who are the prophets and the messengers, the mothers, the friends, people of righteousness. May we be also ourselves, as a, both as a community, may we reveal the mercy of Allah, and also uniquely in each one of us, may we be revealers of the good and of the beautiful. Amen. Of Allah's beautiful face.